Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, January 4th, 2021. Oh, I like the sound of that. And this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy New Year. Happy Monday. And happy Master Your Mindset Monday. You know how excited to get on that day. Yes, it's that day. And we are going to take a cruise around our mindsets and see what we can discover. Hidden dreams, maybe. Unrealized goal, perhaps. Back burner ideas, well, yeah, for sure. We all have them. Some tucked away in a special part of our heart. Some put aside on a private headspace. Next, all the things we said we have to have come first. Some we are working on and some we stopped working on. And some that we let get lost in the shuffle of life. Some left in the sphere of procrastination and others left in the "it's too late, it's been too long now, it's not likely, I can't make that happen" file. Well, hark. Yes, I said hark. Hark means listen. Listen up to what we have for you today. Contrary to all the negativity, the naysayers, and the mean and nasty obstacles and challenges that can appear when you're trying to do something promising and positive and powerful for yourself, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. You are still in a position to give birth to those aspirations and dreams. And that's the topic of our Master Your Mindset conversation today, pregnant with possibility and possibilities. How far along are you? Well, my radio BFF superstar, our TV host, Cassandra McShepherd, joins me as per usual. And we're going to toss around a few positive thoughts for your consideration today. Welcome, Cassandra.
Silver, always a pleasure. I have to say one thing. Let the dog out.
Well, you know, I think he's excited about the topic. I'm going to go with that because look, I let him out like four times before we were getting started. And he's not being hindered by anything. He's just a senior dog,
he's like,
and he's very cranky, and you know that is what it is. But anyway,
we'll take his barks of approval. Absolutely, we have a reset, an opportunity to push that button. We have crossed the threshold from 2020, which, by most accounts, was the most dreaded, hateful year that people have ever witnessed. And I think that that's kind of unfortunate to let it go with that sentiment. But nonetheless, we are at 2021, a time when many people are making resolutions. Many people are kind of checking themselves and striking out in mind or in print things that they would like to do differently, ways that they would like to show up. And so, yes, I would say that we are pregnant with possibility. We are always pregnant with spiritual seeds. The spirit is hidden within all of us. And I think that the work is to uncover that. And of course, it knows itself. God knows it. But we have to uncover and tap in to those spiritual seeds of possibility and potential that are ever waiting, beckoning for us to come this way.
That is indeed true, Cassandra. You know, I was thinking about it the other day, and just thinking, you know, about all of the invention, you know, all of the, you know, I'm always extremely fascinated looking around at life and, mm-hmm. You know, just taking in all of creation. Now, supernatural creation is one thing, but when you look at what man has done, it is truly, it's mind-boggling. It's more than any of us really can grasp in our thinking, unless that pregnant idea was given, you know, to you. And what you said is so accurate, and it's endless. There's still so much more that's before us. And as we go through this conversation, I just want to encourage people, this is a really good time to get pregnant. if you're not, it's a really good time. Anytime's a good time. I know that there are a lot of people who just ponder, what can I do? What should I do? Can I do something? Yeah, you can get pregnant. Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
There are more opportunities out here for some of the most amazing things to occur in your lifetime and in our lifetime. So, you know, position yourself and get ready for that, and allow yourself to let that idea take hold of your heart and your mind. It's a great thing to do. Well, one of the things I have here, you know, I mentioned about how far along are you, so I wanted to kind of talk about what you just mentioned about, the conception and how you move through it. I think a lot of people may have hesitations when it comes to setting goals, reaching goals, getting goals done for so many reasons. But when that idea comes to you, when that goal kind of catches you, you know, you're pregnant. And if it's a good idea, you know, if you thought it over, you weighed the cost, you talked it over with your honey, your sister, your mom, your dad, or whatever the case may be, and it's a good idea, then look at how you're going to let it grow. Let it grow, let it grow. Look at how you can make that happen. I think one of the things that happens, and I know you talk to a lot of people, I talk to a lot of people, one of the things that happens is that we tend to have a misconception that when we get an idea, that it has its own way of morphing into a thing, into a manifestation. And nothing could be further from the truth in most cases. And I would tend to think, too, that that might be a reason why we find ourselves in a space where things don't occur, and we find ourselves feeling, you know, like we can't make things happen. It doesn't just happen. And in that conception stage, of course, in natural birth, yeah, there are a lot of things that are occurring without our hands-on processes. But when we're talking about reaching goals and formulating our ideas into reality and all of that, it's going to take some manipulation of circumstances, and not just a little, but a lot. And I think once we can grasp the idea that we have responsibility and dedication to that process, then you see a lot of things happen. That's when the almost unbelievable and supernatural seems to occur, is when we get to work on that particular thing.
I have to, while I respect, of course, your opinion, I see it a little differently, and I have to be honest about that. I think a lot of times we hold the dream or the desire hostage because we do not know how to do it. We can't even see in the thought of inception, thought of conceiving a dream, what is the first step to take? You talked about all of the things that are have manifest, all the things that man have done. And you and I both know that with God, all things are possible. There is nothing big and nothing small, nothing hard, nothing easy. Stuff just is if you dare to have the dream. We think about inspiration, and I love the word ideas and thoughts and motivation and guidance given in spirit. Can we hold on to it? You talk about work. There's always process in this. But sometimes It's just holding the dream. I am a huge advocate of writing it down. And there is, with that spiritual seed within all of us, with that spirit in all of us, there is always guidance, urging us, directing us to next steps. But I don't want anybody, because they can't figure out from A to end, to not dare to dream. We should dare to fling our desires out into a creative, a wanting and willing and creative universe. And if our dreams and thoughts and desires don't make people think we crazy, we're not dreaming big enough. Because for God, nothing is hard. Nothing is impossible. The only thing that prevents that first trimester, that seed of desire, that dream from taking hold, the only thing that prevents us is our doubt and our fear and our lack of faith in ourselves to be able to hold it in place until it takes root.
You know, I think that what you said is a contrast to what I said. I don't know that I disagree with anything you said at all. I think it's a contrast to what I was explaining, because I certainly believe all of what you just said as well. I certainly do. I just know, and it's from my own experiences, from watching the experiences of others, from reading about the experiences of others who become quite successful with the things that they wanted to do. I can't think of too many circumstances where anything was just placed manifestation. It just happened. Now, that's not to sell God short, because I know about God-sized miracles and blessings. Now, that for sure. But even the simple thing that you said, Cassandra, about writing it down, that's an effort.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a belief. That's a faith move.
Yes.
So when I said what I said, it's one thing to want and wish. It's another thing when you do get to that place where you pick up a pen and you say, this is what it is. And behind your writing that idea, you have such a knowing of
conviction.
The possibility, of the occurrence of that thing. It's gone beyond, I'm sitting here looking out my window daydreaming about blah, 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 blah. You know, that's daydreaming. There's nothing wrong with that either. But it becomes a whole other thing when you do make the determination that it's in you and that you're getting ready to put that on paper. Because once you do that, I mean, I wrote down something yesterday that's big, that's powerful, that's awesome, that I've never experienced before, that I know, like you said, and I know, all things are possible with God. I wrote down something big, and it's sitting here, and I will repeat it every single day as I watch it unfold and happen. I've already said it at least 20 times today. So it's that kind of consciousness as well that takes hold of us, and then you know it picks up in you as a something more even internal in some of us anyway, that it will create that thing called drive, and when drive happens, it starts compelling you and propelling you then toward that end goal as well. So I didn't disagree. There was no disagreement at all in what we were speaking. Not at all. I totally agree with your perspective on that. Absolutely.
Right.
Well, another, I said, you know, are you already showing? You know, you got some things going. You got some things in place. You got the ball rolling. Well, that certainly is a good thing. But I took a little twist on that, and I said, well, take a deep look, and it says where you are. Maybe it's time for you to do a little business look of your own, do an ultrasound, I said, and take a really good look, because what we learn is that a lot of goals get put on the back burner. A lot of dreams fall to the wayside. A lot of times businesses fail, and you just don't know what the heck happened. Well, when I say take a closer look, here's what I'm thinking. And again, things that I look back and I've learned, you know, the hard way from. When you start picking apart, and I don't mean in a way that's critical, but in a way that's a positive criticism toward whatever it is that you're doing, you look at a lot of angles. We're always really, really excited about our baby. Really, really excited. Excited so much that we miss things that are critical to the growth and the final product or goal that we're trying to reach. So my thought and theory is that if you take a closer look and be your own investigator. This looks good, but what could potentially be an issue? This looks like it's happening really, really well. Some obstacles and things appear immediately. Don't ignore those with enthusiasm and optimism, because they won't go away because you feel like that. But if you can tackle things in the midst of where you're already showing some signs of positive growth and everything's looking like it's going in the direction, if you can start to troubleshoot issues, and if you can't, something I would suggest is your business advisor or consultant look at something, or even a couple, look at what you're doing and where you are. And again, one of the things we tend to do when we're so excited is that we don't want to hear what anybody has to say that may not be in agreement with where we're going. Then you've got the wrong business consultant or advisor, because they're not going to say or do anything that makes you feel bad or uncomfortable. They're going to come as they're going to align themselves as a support to make sure that you're getting where you're going. And they think of things from their objectivity that maybe you just did not think about. And ultimately what that does is help you get closer and closer to what you're trying to deliver. So I think that doing a quote unquote ultrasound is a critical part of the process. What do you think, Cassandra?
Well, it sounds like we're in the second trimester now where you do begin to show. Right? Where you do begin to show. You're like, oh my God, there really is a baby in there. There really is an idea in me that's growing. There really is something. And in that period of time is a time, like you say, for close inspection, a time for checking. It's also a time for preparation. It's a time where the idea is growing and unfolding, and so should we be. Really, really assessing ourselves. And let's give the example of a child, for example. You want to make sure that the environment that the child is born into is a healthy one. Environment for your dream, be it a business or just a new way of showing up. Be it a job or whatever the next step is, whatever this seemingly impossible possibility is that you recognize is in you. There are we need to check ourselves to make sure that we have, I mean, something as trivial as the right wardrobe, the right frame of mind. You want to, again, check your environment to make sure that it is healthy, that you do have people who, if they can't hold you up, at least will not tear you down. When you are pregnant with possibility, pregnant with a baby, in the beginning, in the growing, in the second trimester of anything, you've got to protect your dream, your desire. I've said this so many times, and it feels appropriate again. Not everybody understands what you're pregnant with. God didn't mean them. God didn't trust them to carry that dream. He trusted you to carry the dream. And so we have to grow into the position, the faith that God's put in us, and trust ourselves to carry that dream into fruition, into the third trimester, into manifestation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Cassandra, what do you think about when, and it's so big now, I use it a lot, I use it in my book, when we talk about faith over fear, because a lot of times when people are not moving along in their pregnancy the way they should when it comes to an idea. The actual underlying things with procrastination or hesitation or I got more important things I have to take care of now really is maybe fear, but it's you're talking yourself into saying that it's something else because that really feels better to you when you know that your underlying thing really is you're fearful. You're fearful of starting. You're fearful of what if it doesn't work. But you're fearful of it, you know, you may fail. What do you think we can say when we do talk about faith over fear in pursuing goals?
You know, Silver, I'm glad that you ask that. We have there are a lot of sayings, faith and fear cannot coexist, and put your faith over your fear and all of those. But let's look at it from this standpoint. You know, I study science of mind daily, and fear is a lack of believing in God. And God is a big old concept. God is huge. The information that we have about God is as diverse and as varied as there are people and religions and people who studied specific religions, people who sat in churches and people who preached in the churches. I understand that God is love, God is giving, God is real, let me say that first. And that his nature, its nature, is one of creativity and yesness and givingness. But in order for God to give, in order for the gift to be made, we have to be receiving of it. Fear / doubt, equaling lack of faith, creeps in when we look at circumstances, when we look at who never did this before, or when we believe that people say, you can't do this before, you can't do this, or I don't know anybody who's done this. And then we think, well, neither do I. Well, all of that, if we go back to, again, the God of my understanding, if you will give me this, and I know you get it too, but I'm talking to your listeners, the God of my understanding is, yes, love. But we have to keep the channel open. So there's a clear pathway to God and our indwelling spirit, a clear, uncluttered pathway. But every time we doubt, we put a block in the middle. Every time we question, we put another block on top of that block. Every time we look at appearances or believe in delays or believe in circumstances, then we begin to put bricks and blocks on the side, building a wall where the gift cannot be given. Not that God is not given the gift, but we are not able to accept it. Can we stand boldly and say, but God, in the face of everything? But God, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But this is not working, but God. Oh, it doesn't look like this is going to happen today, but God. Can we have that kind of faith? And when we do, of course, I don't know how you can have faith in a God who you feel is judging you. I don't know how you can have faith in a God who you feel has a record of your good deeds and your bad deeds. That's not the God of my understanding. The God of my understanding I can go to is jacked up and broken as I may be on any given day. And all I hear is, yes, love. And so I put my faith in yes, love, and not in circumstances or conditions. Fear means that you don't trust God to be God, basically. When you do trust God to be God, we know God doesn't do time like we do time. God is your story, and that's the story you stick to. When you can move, you move. When you can't, you sleep. But you get up knowing but God.
Let me ask you another question in regard to that. And it's not a challenging question. I'm asking you to reflect on it.
Mm-hmm.
What, how do you feel, and again, you know, when we do shows, I do any show, I try to put myself in the position of people who hear what is going on in the conversations I have with people. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to know the element of trusting yourself, faith in yourself in what you've said. I know that there is a train of thought that perhaps doesn't understand quite as well as you and I and many other millions and millions of people the concept of aligning ourselves in the way that you just described. I understand it completely. You know, I live it day in and day out too. But I also know that there's an element inside myself that has to be trusted, to have faith in me, that has to have a something that really rises up to connect to that all-powerful trust and faith. So I'm curious to know what your thoughts are, what your readings tell you when we speak to the individual about the power plays they have to make in their own thinking and maneuvering.
You know, Silver, I'm about doing what works. You said something once about reaching for the lowest hanging fruit, and faith really is a low hanging fruit. Now, you do have to, as you talk about, check your thinking. I think about the religious passages that many of us have come through. And there are so many different beliefs, but if again believing in a God that you can never be good enough for suits you, well then I guess I'm not talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
The lowest hanging fruit, doing what works. I think that we should constantly check. We should constantly check our beliefs, those hidden thoughts, those hidden doubts, those hidden fears. But Silver, faith, we've talked about before, I equate it with a workout in the gym. It's a muscle that you build. It really is a loving God, a yes, love God, is a God that you have to choose to believe in or not. And interestingly enough, depending upon where you look, you can find a whole lot of things that support either side of the position. Yes, love works for me because it frees me to move within the creative field of possibility. And so I think about, but I also know that that is not the understanding that a lot of people have. I say whatever mindset, whatever position you want to move in, if it is something that is foreign to you, you have got to build it. How do you build it? You get information. You do exactly what you said. You make it plain. You write it down, Habakkuk 2 and 3, write it down and make it plain, and you look at it every day. Embodiment means anything that you give your entire attention to. And the mind is a fabulous, wonderful place, and as well as a very dangerous place to be. Anything that you focus on becomes your story. Anything that you tell yourself that you don't riddle with doubt and disbelief becomes your story. So if you want a new attitude, as Patti LaBelle sang about, get in position, get the information, eat it daily. Turn it over daily. Talk about it when you open your mouth daily. You grow the kind of faith that we're talking about. But it is based, I should say, on your understanding of God, the God of your understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. I ask that because, again, when you brought up the topic of this for today, I always think about where is a person that just has an initial thought and an initial fear at the same time, because that's usually a place. It's a real place for a lot of people. And I'm sure there are, oh God, so many things that would be manifest if they were able to overcome that initially. Maybe God gave somebody else the idea, or maybe they had shared it and somebody else made it happen. I don't know, but I think, how do we deal with that initial conception of the thought, and then you abort it at the same time? And I think you really did cover a lot of what needs to happen, making somebody understand that it's a growth process.
So
you don't just let it go.
Let me interject one thing, right, because an initial thought and an initial fear, can you ask yourself, what do I want more? What grows what? A thought grows more of its kind. Fear gives you more things to be afraid of. And it's interesting, in that moment that you're having the thought, all you got to do is think it. Don't hold the dream hostage because you don't know how. Just between you and you, have the thought, entertain the thought. And it's interesting because, again, the mind, as a thought comes up and all the reasons why it might not happen, all of the things, all of the doubt and all the fear might chase it. Don't entertain it. And that really, Silver, is a choice. It's a choice that's made easier and easier the more you do it and build that muscle. But it really is a choice. It's an intellectual choice. It's the ability to hear what you're thinking, to check yourself and be aware of yourself and direct your thoughts. We have the power to do that. We have the power to do that. We are supposed to do that.
I agree with you. I agree with you totally. In my own world, I had to do a lot of mental training to get to certain places, and I want people to understand that as well. And you've mentioned often your daily studies, and to renew your mind. I would like people to understand that it does require that. Today, I think I already spent probably close to 3 hours listening to messages that what I said was that when I was listening is that I want this forged into me like iron. I want these words to just be a part of my living and moving and being. And it takes that. Some people might say it doesn't take all that. Well, that goal that I wrote down, I need to be forged.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That
muscle building and building and building. Yes, I do. And I am going to listen. I made a goal to listen to that 3 hours of information every day through this month. So it does take take that to build. I'm wanting to go to another level in a lot of ways, And so I want that. I want to hear it when I'm in the grocery store. I want to hear it when I'm driving. I want to hear it when I'm going to bed at night. I want to hear those words. I want them just bubbling up in my spirit. That's how I want it to build.
The only way it happens is what you're doing. You're focusing on it. You're putting it in, and so it has no choice but to bubble up in and out of you.
Absolutely. And once it's manifest, I'll tell everybody this was it. But I'll say this was it. I will have that testimony for you. And the things I was saying, to the affirmations I was giving to myself about things happening, sooner than later, sooner than now faith. I talk to myself through these messages as well. So the faith building part And that's kind of what I was alluding to, and what you shared was amazing. But yeah, we have to work on that part of ourselves. And you can ask anybody that's done anything special for themselves and become skillful. It takes that. Yeah, it does. It really does. But the wonderment of how you feel and what you experience on the inside and the things that manifest in your life, it's so worth it. And when you think about it, it's such an easy thing to do. I mean, you can make a choice to listen to a particular type of artist or music while you're driving, or mm-hmm. you can make a choice to listen to something else that's going to minister to your heart and your soul and your spirit. And I'm not talking about
your
not
purpose.
Listening to music. I listen to a lot of good music and a lot of my favorite artists. That's not what I'm saying. Don't do that. But I also make it a point to focus on those other aspects of where I really need. That other stuff's for entertainment. It's not mm-hmm. for enrichment and empowerment. And that's different, and you have to know the difference in order to cause yourself to grow. But listen, I want to get back to where we were. Go ahead.
I was going
to
say it's how your baby grows. It's exactly
mm-hmm.
how your baby
yeah.
grows. Yes. All right. Go
yes,
on. I'm sorry.
Indeed. Well, I was going to get back to where we were. We had talked about when the idea comes to you, you're pregnant, and you know, let it grow. And we said, are you showing? And talked about how some things are going well, and you know, take a look at ultrasound. You and I both reflected on those things. Now, we're really getting big, and I don't mean that the plan necessarily is. You know, you've gotten rich already because you're still pregnant, but you're getting big. You know, things, you're looking at things that you have put in place and that you've worked on and how you've gotten the support that you needed. And so things are panning out. You're showing and growing towards your goal. And that's a good place to be, because what that means, of course, is your delivery probably isn't that far away now. Now, here's an interesting thing about that, though. When I say it's not that far away, I often hear, and I'm sure those of you who are listening, have people talked about, you know, that was something I thought about 10 years ago, or, you know, that was it's been on in the works for 2 years, or sometimes even longer. So if that's you, that's the case, don't be disheartened or discouraged or disappointed or any of those things, because there is an appointed time that's real. Sometimes we try to get ahead of things because we are impatient, and we can often make some wrong moves and some wrong decisions, and we really think we're doing the right thing, and then all of a sudden, maybe it did work, but a lot of times haste truly does make waste. I want to hurry up and make this baby happen. Well, again, if you're looking at a particular thing, you're big, when I say big again, I'm talking about you've got a lot of things in place. Let's say you're trying to do produce a movie. You got your script, you got your writers, you got your actors, but you don't have all your financials in order. But somehow or another, you're telling yourself, I'm going to push this thing through. Well, it's a good thing not to allow yourself, of course, and I'm not going to use just money, because there are other things that can cause you to be in a fragile situation with whatever it is you're trying to make happen. If you're feeling some fragile places and you're big, you know, you're looking like you're ready to make it happen, it just makes sense. I mean, if you were in a fragile place, those of us who understand babies being born, we wouldn't be trying to come up with a fix. We would be trying to get the help, the support, the accurate knowledge that we need to make something happen that's going to potentially be in good shape when we're ready to make it happen. And so at that stage, try to look at what feels fragile. It may take a long time. I think I saw something recently. You know, it was for a movie part that I auditioned for this year. I didn't get the part. Another well-known actress got the part that I auditioned for. But she, I saw in the information that I read about the movie that it had been in the works for 10 years. And I, you know, kind of looked at that and thought, wow, you just wouldn't think that about that industry, but it's the case with lots of things that occur. And so bigger, you know, look at bigger and what is bigger and what does that mean and what's going on and what do I need to do to make sure that I'm in that, when I hit that delivery, we are really ready to give birth to a fantastic idea or goal. Cassandra?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, and a couple of things come to me. Yes, things take as long as they take. You're pregnant until you're not, right? right. But until the baby is born, you're pregnant, and pregnant is always a state of possibility. Pregnant is always a field of potential of that yet to be. And so I wonder, is there then any joy in the pregnancy? And let's go because you have birthed babies. I have not. I have heard that that whole process is not necessarily that fun when they're actually coming. So let's switch. Let me switch gears a little bit and talk about again this dream and this or this desire. And as I'm listening to you, Silver, I'm thinking to myself, if anybody, it should really be something that you want. It should be something that you recognize within yourself. That is true to you, something that makes sense to your soul, however awkward or unusual it might appear to somebody else. And I say that because I think about a 9-month baby or a 10-year baby. If it is something that you recognize as true to you, is there not then some amount of joy, some amount of presence that you get with sticking to it and being pregnant until you're no longer pregnant. Certainly in the beginning or throughout different phases of a process of a thing that is growing, there is work, different work, reassessment of work, more work, rest. All of these things happen. Mm-hmm. But if we can be present and work right up until the day of delivery, however long it takes. And I think about a project that's taken 10 years. So does that mean that you work on the first month of the 12th, on the first day of the 12th month of that project, the same that you work on the first day of the 10th year of that project? No, not necessarily. But it means also that it is not discarded. That you never take your faith,
yes,
your love, your desire away from that dream or that baby. You are pregnant until you're not. The work changes.
That's right.
Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's not. But things die when we take our attention away from it. Things wither and die when we stop, when we disconnect. And it doesn't, again, if we can hold the dream without holding it hostage to the way in our narrowness and our limited knowledge and thinking, the way we think it ought to be, if we can just hold it until it manifests. And again, as you were talking and I'm listening and I'm thinking, it's got to be something that you love, not something that you do because people think you should do something. Or
right.
Something that you love, something that you can get up to if it takes on the 7th year and still know your baby. And all you do to it on that day is smile on the inside and not take your love away from your desire and your dream.
Yes. I think it's so important, that whole time element of the growth of the dream or the goal. You know, I don't want anybody to get confused about a 9-month situation, because we're certainly not talking about that. There are numerous situations where, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, where things take a lot of time to get to that place where it's bigger and that you're close to delivery. I'm glad that example came to mind regarding that movie, because I think it's representative of a lot of things that I guess happened in that particular industry. But it's also, as I said too, it's happening with a lot of things, and it's so important that you keep that, like you just said, Cassandra, keep it wrapped in faith. Maybe the timing isn't quite what it should be for you. Maybe you did get to a certain point in the pregnancy of it that you really had to put it on hold. But as Cassandra just said, and as the example I just gave, keep it wrapped in faith. You know, maybe you don't have the time right now. Maybe life has happened. That's happened to me. Life happens, and I have to, you know, put things on the back burner, or, you know, do the things that make sense for me to be doing, you know, at the moment. But I still have several ideas, if not many, that are alive and well in my heart that I'm looking at. I say that they're showing, but something I did determine to do this year was determine which of those things I really am going to work on bringing to delivery. And one of them, I already, and it was a pretty big thing, but I thought to myself, now if I do this, I'm going to distract myself from this. Which of these things, which of these babies need to happen, you know, this year? Which of these babies need the most attention? And I made a decision, and I am not really sure now. The other thing that I had to take my focus off is something that was really important to me and special, but I didn't say I wasn't going to make it happen. I just put it in a category. I mean, I'm keeping it wrapped in faith, and I'm going to see how that unfolds. Will it be in the next year? Probably not. 2, 5? Yeah, possibly. It's in the possibility category. But I said all that to say, yeah, we need to take a close look. Sometimes, again, we get so bent on something or excited that we, you know, we move a little too fast. We try to make that baby happen. And I just want to mention this because it came to my mind. I watched Shark Tank with some degree of frequency. And I listened to these individuals talk about their ideas. And I love how the sharks know how to approach ideas in business and really make it make sense to the person that's trying to pitch. And they will quickly tell you, that's not a business. That's a hobby. No, that's just something that you're doing. You have a real job. This is just something you're doing, you know, a side hustle, blah, 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 blah. And I think it's important to pay attention to that information. And to ask yourself certain questions too, because a lot of people walk away from them. I watched the other day and they said, well, sharks are going to be sorry they didn't invest in me. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I think that information that they gave you carried a huge amount of value. So, you know, don't miss it. It might not be time yet. Or maybe you need to do what they said as far as formulation and, you know, getting things together. So there's a whole lot. When we talk about, you know, the goal, the manifestation, the birth, the delivery, there's actually a lot that goes into it, and it kind of makes me think of when you are having an actual baby, so many inner workings are going on, you know, so many incredible things are happening within that process, and The difference is, of course, is that we are out here when we're talking about dreams and goals, we're actually have the opportunity to be in a visible learning stage in on so many levels of making that particular thing happen.
Right.
But anyway, let's talk about getting close to delivery now. Ducks are in a row, all signs pointing to go, and you've done the hard work. Where are we now with that? Sounds pretty exciting. You made something happen. Of course, you know what that makes me think of, Cassandra, is when you and I got started on the radio together years ago. That's one of the things that I think about when I think about the delivery aspect of it, because there was some what I feel was a miraculous part of what occurred for us. But we'll tell that story another day. But it's a wonderful thing when you do get to that point. And I think I even mentioned earlier that it's really something when you get to that point. It does feel like some miracles kick in. Some supernatural things kick in, and that certainly happened with us. So it's worth going through the process and the element of human creativity and effort that we put in, because when we get to that part, boy, you talk about something that really an experience that feels just tremendously wonderful to you, and that is that you are at that point. You're looking at the things that your hard work, your effort has produced for you. And maybe it's not hard work for everybody, but at least your efforts, your dedication, your intuitiveness has absolutely, and what your faith has produced for you. You have any closing thoughts on that, Cassandra?
You know, Silver, I think about that day, and you and I have been present. I was going to say blessed, and that too, but we have been present enough, meaning that we held dreams in faith. We kept them wrapped in faith long enough to see them come about, which is why we talk like we talk, because we know. We know from experience what we're talking about. I think about my many pregnancies. Lord knows I didn't do everything right, and I'm doing air quotes here. I didn't say everything right. I wasn't a good steward even of the dream every single day in the exact right way. But I never abandoned the baby. abandoned the baby. I think back to the radio and my whole media career. And Silver, I think about how when I first met you, that was the first thing you said to me. I was minding my own business in a completely different career, but I recognized You recognize that in me, and I did not reject it, and I let it take hold. And I think again about the manifestation. Those manifestations were 10 to 15 years later. But I did not build, I did not block my path, I did not block the birth canal with doubt and disbelief of my worthiness to carry this dream.
Yeah, and I want to say this too. Just let me say this while I'm thinking about it, and then you go ahead.
Yeah.
One of the things that Cassandra did, and this is further down the road when I told her about some other things, she said, the only thing I'm going to say about what you just said is yes. And that act of faith alone is a part of what, when you feel you're pregnant, if you just keep saying yes to yourself and to the unfolding of it, even when you don't see it, Cassandra could not see what I saw.
I did not see it
at
like
that
you
moment.
Saw it. Nope.
Exactly. But she said yes to it. And I'm sure she didn't tell me this, but she was saying yes, even when she wasn't saying yes directly to my hearing. But it's important to say yes. It's important to say yes to that. Not no, not I don't know, not I can't, I'm going to forget. No. When it comes to your mind.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Why not you? Yes.
Exactly.
But I needed
exactly.
to point that out. I'm sorry. I just want, that just popped in my spirit. I needed to say it right then.
But it's important, Silver, because I didn't see it like you saw it. But I told you I am not going to put my mouth on this. My position is yes, okay. And I did what you asked me to do in faith. Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, again, like I said, I want to say Happy New Year to all of your listeners. God has blessed you. Receive it. Recognize
mm-hmm.
that at any point in time that anything crosses your mind, Silver brought a dream to me, and I said yes. However it comes, it doesn't matter. Embrace it. Embrace it and hold it and let it take root in you. And trust that with God, if God gave you the dream, he can deliver the dream. Hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold it.
That's awesome. Yes, beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you, my sister, my friend, my radio BFF. I appreciate you as usual. I know I say that every month, but you know what? Because it's true. Thank you.
It is always
up.
A pleasure, always a pleasure.
Oh, well, I'm just glad that we can say something that we feel matters. I was going to say make sense. I know it makes sense to some, maybe not to others, but it sure matters. That's why we do it. So, again, thank you, and you have a wonderful day. I'm going to talk to you sooner than later, too, Seth.
Yes. All right. God bless you.
Love you much. You too. And I want to thank all of you as well for hanging in here with me today. And, again, I'm going to suggest you share this show with some people. We could, you know, said some powerful stuff, things that are mind-changing and life-changing as well. That's why we do it. We want to see you reach your highest potential, make everything that's come to your heart and mind happen. You know, God will give you the desires of your heart if you delight in him. That's what the scripture says. So if you want to see something happen, get to work. Let that idea, let that dream grow and become something just so special in your life. Say yes to it. In the meantime, I look forward to talking to you again next week, and have a wonderful guest that I want you to tune into. She's a superstar in her own right in the PR industry, and I know there are a lot of you working on things, on your goals and dreams, that what she shares with us will be some powerful information as well. In the meantime, as I said earlier, Happy New Year. Make it happen. Okay? Be good. Be blessed. And be awesome. And stay safe.